Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, I wanted to understand female nature from the perspective of my damn sister. She is the president of a property management company and has way more money than my brother or me. After our parents passed away, she would pay for everything in the extended family for our family week-long vacations. This year she chose Orlando with all the high-dollar theme park attractions. My sister, who does not have any children of her own, likes to lavish money and attention on her three nephews, my brother's kids. She married in her early 20s and has been with her husband this entire time. Unfortunately, due to childhood illness, my brother-in-law has been rendered infertile. With me not being married or having any children either, I'm invited, but I'm just sort of there. At this point, I am half convinced that more than anything, I'm just an afterthought, and she only invites me on these trips because it would be a jerkish move if she did not. My brother, of course, is on her side most of the time because his children get a free trip to Disney World. But my sister constantly finds ways to flash her cash, paying for everything, including expensive gifts for each of his nephews. Meanwhile, she is constantly jabbing me in subtle ways. Every time she saw any building or business with the letters gay, even in the name, she basically made Ron DeSantis quips, because she knows that I'm a conservative in the family. For example, there was a convention called Gaylord, and she said she was surprised Ron did not make them change the name. When we went to Disney's Jar Jar Abrams land, my sister became visibly upset when I thought that the Rise of the Resistance was only okay, because I would not say that I liked the new characters in Star Wars, and I felt the acting in these voice clips recorded specifically for the ride was really bad, especially Daisy Ridley. When I commented on how much I liked the original Star Wars ride Disney made called Star Tours, my sister got angry. At Kennedy Space Center, she was mostly concerned with the newer space shuttle era and made sure to express her boredom. I asked to see the Apollo 1 memorial and she took me to the Joint Memorial for Challenger and Columbia instead and told me that there was no memorial for Apollo 1. It turns out there was, and I missed it. But just after seeing the shuttle memorial, she got pushy about the time and stated that we needed to go. I felt like she might have pushed the shuttle exhibit so hard because those were firmly in the affirmative action political camp, with regards to minorities and gender quotas. At one point, I was doing my laundry at the place we were staying, and she barged in and asked me if I knew what I was doing, and insisted on setting up the washing machine for me. After she did this, she sarcastically said, "You're welcome." The worst is on the last day, when I bought tickets for my entire family to go to an escape room, which everybody loved. But she was so quick to get on me when my voice got loud. Then she dragged me along to the beach and a river with manatees in it for another 8 or 9 hours. When we had to be at the airport at 4 a.m. The manatees were practically in an exhibit that the government set up. They were not being fed or taken care of by zookeepers, but their environment was well protected, and the area was well catered to by design. My sister asked me how I felt to see the manatees in the wild, and I answered, "That's pretty cool." She then exclaimed, "Is that it?" The final insult came near the end of the trip. We play a game where each family member suggests an idea for the next vacation, and locations are randomly drawn from a hat and are moved until only one remains. I would not submit a location because I was pretty sure I'd be sitting out next year, but I mentioned parts of Canada if I did make a recommendation, and my sister completely trashed my idea and asked if I would even go on a trip if it was not chosen. I feel like she's always trying to use her money to hook me back into normie mode and get me under control once again. Well, Randy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your sister obviously thinks you're incompetent, have the wrong political value system, and she treats you like a child. I'll discuss why you shouldn't really travel with her or other women in the future in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code Sandman for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Don't Travel With Your Rich Sister That's a Feminist Democrat Clown World Show. Randy, you see people for who they really are when you travel with them. Most women are slow, lazy, and hedonistic on vacation, but your sister is a control freak that holds her financial status and success over everybody's head by paying for everyone, turning her financial capital into social capital. That's why she's buying everyone everything. She wants to potentially curry favor with them at some point in the future. But this doesn't work on you. Forget about the main character in the film The Godfather. It's godmothers that you really have to worry about. Cinderella's fairy godmother probably demanded her firstborn when she married the prince. My point is, beware of women giving gifts like expensive vacations. You never should have told her your political beliefs, because now she can hold them over your head for the rest of your life. You also need to know that there is a good chance that she wants to limit your influence on your nephews as much as possible. Because as she gets older, it'll represent more of her emotional support network, considering she never had any children of her own. If you take them on hunting trips and get close to them, then they might want to spend more time with you, instead of spending that time with her. Plus, let's not forget that you said you're like the third wheel and that it was mostly a couples and family hangout thing. At least you got to form some memories. Maybe her plan was to get you pissed off so you would just decide to not voluntarily do outings anymore. After all, she would still invite you and pay for it. But if you decided not to go, you would be the one that looks ungrateful and the bad guy. My gut is telling me that that's why she keeps bringing up the gay politics thing with Ron DeSantis. Why she didn't want to see the Apollo 1 memorial. Technically, it could have been because she was a feminist and wanted to see the shuttle memorials instead, because they were female astronauts on Challenger and Columbia. But that could also have simply been plausible deniability. She might have used that as a carefully crafted cover story because she was really trying to push you away. Remember that she's the president of a property management company, and probably deals with hundreds if not thousands of people, and knows human nature very well, and is a master manipulator. On top of that, she's a woman. So the cover of her being a leftist feminist with the woke mind virus might just be what she wants you to think. Most of the time, people like jabbing at the politics of others and probably enjoy it too. That's why the best thing you can do is really become a political atheist. Either that or hide your values. Both the left and the right have the control of people in our society as their goal. Your childless sister could have adopted a baby or got knocked up with Ray Ray or Pookie's baby if she really wanted to. But odds are she didn't want to, because it would have gone in the way of her career, and having her husband's infertility came in as a useful excuse, because it meant that he was defective and not her. I've dealt with women like her. In fact, I work with one. You want to get in on their good side, and if they like you, then all will be good. But clearly she doesn't like you, and it's also possible that she probably thought that you were insulting her by getting negative about the Star Wars ride, because you were jealous of her ability to take everybody on the trip. The original Star Wars ride in MGM Studios was absolutely awesome. But you should have kept your unhappiness about Rey Skywalker to yourself. You didn't seem to have a filter, and sometimes being truthful and having confidence can work against you, like you saw with her. Also, because of her career success, she's the boss. So when you guys go out as a family, she still wants to be the boss. When you're traveling with a woman that's a control freak at home, you're also asking for trouble, unless you just go along for the ride. You'll probably do more trips in the future, and may I suggest that you just do the things that she wants. After all, she's paying for it instead of being combative. I know it sucks, but she probably feels entitled to making all the decisions with regards to what to do on the trip, because she's paying for everything. This is one of the reasons that I travel on my own, because I don't want to deal with stuff like this anymore. Even if you pay for a trip, a woman will typically get pissed off if you plan things out, because she'll say you're doing things that you want to do. Plus, if you do the things that she wants to do, then she'll lose respect for you, thinking that you're just simping. You can't win either way. But if you let a woman plan things the way that your sister did, then when things go wrong, she'll just find a man to blame, when the experience isn't as good as she was hoping for. Then you'll get used as an emotional tampon as she blames somebody else for why her plans didn't turn out the way that you wanted. If you don't want to deal with this sort of BS, then you need to walk away. Otherwise, just play along with her and enjoy your vacation with her the best that you can, and take advantage of her paying. What I used to do when I traveled with women was travel to a region before anybody else got there, to do all the things that I wanted to do before she got there. I did that in Fiji and Australia. I'm not going to the other side of the world to sit on a beach and do nothing for a couple of weeks, because some wayman tells me that I have to. Randy could have gone down to Florida 2 or 3 days earlier and did all the things that you wanted. Maybe you should look into doing that in the next time. Just don't tell your sister about it. Tell everyone you'll just meet them there at the airport. You also kind of have to be a control freak when you're the CEO of a company. That's your sister, so work around it and don't tell her about all the fun you had at the destination before she ever got there. That'll definitely piss her off. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy to Dakota MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that your sister, the strong female CEO, needs to get smashed by her husband, the guy that shoots blanks, so she can learn to mellow out some more. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that dominate in their careers and then try and dominate the men around them and their free time away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.